And action.
Hello, ladies.
Hello. Hi, Daisy.
We are here on location, also called as,
In the field.
In the field. We are in the field. So Chantel had this brilliant idea of actually getting out into the community and being on location and meeting people who are actually doing things in the community that are sex and horror based.
Yes.
Isn't that nice?
Can you guess what we're going to talk about? Sex or horror.
Yeah, of course. Something along those lines. Yeah, for sure. For sure. So welcome to another episode of the Sex and Horror Podcast with authors Dicey Brenner and
Chantel Renee.
Yay!
And you guys, we have a guest. She might feel a little bored today.
So you can see her too? I thought she was just in my imagination. Okay.
Just leave the space here in the middle.
Yes. So
tell us, introduce yourself to our listeners. Also, guys, again, this is on YouTube, so you can see what's happening with your own two eyes as well.
My name is Shannon Howard, and I am a co-owner of Wormwood and Vine, which is a occult and oddity shop here in Houston, Texas.
Yes, and we don't have very many like this one. This is a very eclectic collection, not just oddities. There's witchy things, there's antiques, there's even clothing. It has a little bit of apparel, as you can see by some awesome hats that you see here in the background. But yes. Tell everybody how long you've been doing this.
We just actually relocated our store here to East End in Houston. We've been open up in the Heights for the last year and a half. We opened April of 2022, and we just kind of outgrew our store. It was a great little space and a great neighborhood, but it was quickly filled up with a lot of things, and people were asking for more, and so we just needed a bigger spot. So we found a great spot over here on the east side.
And it's great.
And it happens to be right next door to
Black Magic Social Club.
Yes. And so for those of you who came to our
we had an open mic.
Our open mic reading. That's where we had it. So this is right next door, and it is huge. It is such a beautiful place. It's a whole vibe. We're looking at a Christmas tree and also two skeleton, what are those, dogs or dinosaurs?
Yeah.
Okay, two skeleton dogs. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you will hear some cars going by from time to time. We are right off of Harrisburg, which is one of the oldest streets, I think, in Houston, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as a kid, I would go down the street all the time with my family, so.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of open mic readings, you mentioned that that's some of the things you want to start having here. What all do you have planned for this spot?
Going into the new year, once we get through Christmas and everything, we want to start doing, you know, like you said, open mics, readings, book signings, because we just happen to know a few authors. Imagine that. But book signings, you know, small workshops. Ideally, we want to expand even into, there's other space in the building that's being renovated, and we want to add on workshop space and maker space, because we carry a lot of local makers from here in Houston and Texas as well. So we want to kind of incorporate all of those things into more of a community-based spot, rather than just like, oh, it's another store. You know, that's great and all, but we really want to, you know, support other makers and other creatives in every way we can. So
mm-hmm. I'm excited to have my books here on consignment.
We are very excited. I'm super excited about it. Yeah.
Okay, so this space right here, what is this going to be, where people can come and sit and hang out and have social and read and stuff like that?
Yeah. And then we're working on putting a little, you know, like a little coffee cart, you know, tea and coffee, mm-hmm. so you can kind of, you know, as you're hanging out, you can do like a little book club type of thing, you know, depending upon what we have going on or what's going on next door. You know, there's a lot of choices and lots of things we're going to try to explore coming into 2024. So
nice.
Yeah.
And guys, at the end of this video, you're going to get like a quick little peek. We'll walk around and show you a few things in the store. And those of you who are listening, make sure you go onto YouTube and check out the video so you can see what's going on over here as well.
How did you get into this, Shannon?
How did I get into this?
Yeah.
That's a Good question.
Yes. give us the deets.
The deets. Well, I've been practicing myself since I was about 14.
Witchcraft,
yes. And since then, it's been when my husband and I have been married for 26 years tomorrow, actually.
Oh, so, happy anniversary.
Thank you. But when
she deserves a reward. Oh, who makes it that long in the end deserves a reward.
He's pretty great, but he had already done a lot of things, and I had already done a lot of things before we met, even though we met young.
And by things we're talking about,
like ventures, like okay. business ventures. So he grew up here in Houston, so he was he was already working in clubs and doing shows at different venues. I was doing the same thing from where I grew up in the middle of Midwest in Iowa. But from there, once we met, we both just kind of hit the ground running and we're like, okay, so what do we want to do now? Do we want to, you know, what type of business do we want to own? Because that was just kind of, we're both of that same mindset in trying to do things and, come up with new ideas. So we started with, I actually have been tattooing for 20 years now. So we kind of started there where we did a tattoo shop, and then we also did promotions, like back in the 90s, being an independent promoter was a big deal. So we did a lot of that where we didn't own a venue, but we did, we would contract with venues that were existing and throw shows there, basically, where we would book the bands, take care of everybody, do all the catering, all of that. So,
I just thought about it. We probably should have had a backup audio just in case something happens to the video.
Oh yeah,
we could still we run always it as audio. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh, it'll be all right. Okay. We got
some witchcraft going on to make sure none of our technology screws up.
Yeah, it's not gonna. We're good. Okay. I think we got this. I think we got it right.
Okay. Do you still do tattoos?
I don't any longer, just because it was it's a very high stress lifestyle, and we started both to have a couple health issues that kind of would affect. The stress levels affected it, but also my ability to hold my hands still and keep things like the concentration level, like, and physical tax on it was not up to my standards. So I was just like, well, I'm gonna kind of step away from that. And also, we've always kind of wanted to do a store like this, which is how that ties in. So we were like, well, we're going to do that, but, we want to do this now because we're young and we're, doing our thing. So.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. This is what I wore to court today. And my friend Jace brought this back from South Africa, and I thought it looked nice and I wanted to wear it, but I have those hot flashes.
I understand that.
I'm burning up. Okay.
You're talking to preaching to the choir.
Uh-huh. So y'all get it. Y'all understand why I'm just breaking out over here. Yeah. You see the sweat?
I'm like, am I sweating?
Okay. So you have books here already.
Yes.
Not necessarily from local authors, but still goodies. And I bought one the other day that was... Hex and the Patriarchy. I haven't started it yet because I'm finishing another book, but I can't wait to get into that one. But
I
also,
love your feedback.
Oh, yeah. Also, I thought that these were nice. This is not the ones that I meant to pick up. Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Okay. Advanced Sex Magic.
Yes.
We've talked about it a little bit on the show with other guests.
And The Light of Sex. These are from the same author, Maria de Naglaska.
Naglaska.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have plans to get people like this into, like to have them come and visit?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Going into the new year, we want to have more in-person, authors coming in and speaking about, what went into their creative process and, as well as like signing books, things like that. Absolutely. We stock a lot of books like this, but they actually go very quickly because you can't always find those in any metaphysical shop. It's kind of like, you may find one or two, but so we try to keep them in stock, but they don't last long.
Yeah. I would say I would say your shop is even I won't say like the taboo part of the scene, but sort of kind of, because things like this isn't something you would find just anywhere. Also, you have a lot of satanic stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we really try to bridge all the paths, basically, where we get a lot of questions about that too, where it's like, well, I don't know anything about this, so I'm gonna steer away from this, or I'm concerned about this. But I try to explain to everybody, I'm like, what we fear most is what we don't know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, no. You know, more knowledge is always better. And so exactly. we try to...
Knowledge is power.
Yes, mm-hmm. It very much is. So, you know, that's why we try to bridge that gap and offer all of these things that, like you said, may be a little bit taboo, but it's just because, you know, if someone sees it in context of other things that they're knowledgeable about or interested in, then they see these other things and they're like, oh, well, maybe it's not as scary as I thought it was. So right. Maybe they'll pick up that book and look and read the back or flip through it, or, you know, pick up something else or ask questions, because we, you know, we try to keep a knowledgeable staff that can answer as many questions as we possibly can. So
yeah. So have you read these?
I have not read those yet myself.
Do you practice sex magic?
I do.
Okay. Can you tell us something about it?
Oh gosh. Well, again, just knowledgeable, you know, trying to work my own practice into, you know, an intention, and, you know, relationship building is always good. So that's, you know, sex magic is very good for that, where it improves, you know, improves your relations all the way across the board. So
is that how you've lasted for 26 years?
I might have something to do with this. Maybe.
You know, I've heard about these binding spells. Have you done something like that?
I have. I tend to, I'm very much a believer in the free will mm-hmm. portion of things. So I'm like, okay, well, if someone wants these things to happen, you need to have a willing partner.
Yes.
So, mm-hmm. You know, once it starts to cross that line into, you know, affecting someone else's choices or free will, then I'm kind of like, no. I think it needs to be a partnership where everyone's equally happy with the situation and knowledgeable about the situation. So.
And I want to just to highlight something here, guys. So I was in a coven, I don't even know now, maybe 5 years ago or so. I don't even know how long ago that was. Mm-hmm. And there was somebody in the group that, well, I won't say a name, but he decided he was going to, we weren't really like a closed coven, we were very open and just kind of allowing people to come and go. So he decided he was going to try to recruit some of the younger women for his own personal coven, which, guys, men, when you get into the craft... Leave your penis out of it.
They will always find a way to put their penis in there.
You just gotta leave the penis
yeah.
out of it.
Yeah, always.
You know, just don't. It gets you in trouble, and it doesn't really, you know, work out the way you think it's gonna. But I swear to you, even the guys that are like, I was like, these guys are gonna be really good. They're not gonna. And then the dick shows up.
Yeah.
And you're like, what is happening?
It just, hey.
I know. And you know what? You see how this candelabra is just in my back? That's how it is, right? It's there. And it's trying to get your attention. Anyway, so he recruited a couple of young girls to be in this coven of his. And it wasn't that they weren't unwilling to do the sex magic with him, but you need to understand what sex magic's about. And you need to understand the connection and energy sharing. You need to understand that stuff, guys. It's so important that you don't just allow, even if you're not practicing at all, energy is energy. So if you're tainting your energy with somebody who's got really negative intention or who mm-hmm. wants to be like taking advantage of you, you know, those guys who don't ever have a ride and who mm-hmm. need always $20 and mm-hmm. you know, that's all sucking your energy too.
That's right.
And so these books, things like this, are going to give you tools to avoid letting yourself fall into these traps.
Get knowledgeable.
And then, you know, especially when you're young. I know one of the girls that went along with this situation for a little while was younger. And I found out later she was actually a sex worker. But still, that bitch didn't get a dime from his ass. Mm. And she was fucking him. So, no. Mm. If it ain't giving you something, you ain't giving it. That's all I have to say. And you need to look at the energy again that you're... And I mean... Not for nothing. He was married and his, you know, they were fine. They were swingers. They were open.
Oh, okay.
It was fine. But.
Ethical non-monogamy.
Yeah. Yep. But I mean, just a little tea on the situation. The prior relationship, when he and that person split, he took the box of dildos that they used to use with each other with him and was using it with these other people. So, I mean, come
on. So he was cheap, so he couldn't even get new tools.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, goodness.
I mean, that's just a topic you gotta say here. You know?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. Good story, though. You know, I'm always looking for a juicy story. Speaking of juicy stories, do you have anything in here in particular that holds some sort of weird background for you, or sentimental background, or funny, or ghostly? You know, give us a story.
Yeah. Well, we brought I brought this little lady over here. I don't know if you can see her.
Oh yeah, let's lift it up just in case.
But she kind of came to us by accident. She was a thrifted find at the beginning, but when she came in, we started, and she was with us at the old location as well. So, but when she came in, we were like, oh, well, everyone, we have a couple mediums that come in and read tarot for us, and they started noticing weird things. They were like, oh, there's like a tablecloth fluttering while I'm doing readings, or, you know, I keep seeing things out of the corner of my eye, or, and then we started to notice, you know, the typical light flickering situation happening. But then it became a running joke where we had a particular reader who, she got really excited when she would come to read, so she would, knock over the things that were on the more youthful side in the store, like we have stuffies and things like that we carry, and all of a sudden they'd be like, oh, well, that one somehow used to be in a basket over there and now it's on the floor.
What?
Because she is here. But it only happened when she was there. So, but she's also she's a teacher, she has, you know, an affinity for younger children because she spends a lot of time with them. So I think our little lady here was excited to maybe be able to communicate with someone. So,
nice.
And we were just like, oh. And we ended up having a strand of lights that were entwined in one of our big chandeliers in the store. And she started taking to turning them off when we got there, or turning them on when we got there in the morning. And then she would also shut them off when it was time to leave during the day. So no, and they were battery powered.
Really useful.
Yes, she was like,
I always say, be useful.
Part of the group.
Yeah, be around, be useful. Yeah.
So it was kind of a fun thing. So she's never done anything malicious or anything like that.
Yeah.
It's always been very much a
so
childlike
she,
presence.
She's no longer for sale.
She's no longer for sale, yeah. Unfortunately, because once we because we couldn't figure out, okay, well, why did this start happening? And then I'm like, oh, literally within a couple days of this little tray coming to the store, that has to be where it came from. So
I find this so fascinating because we see the movies about dolls, and spirits, entities, whatever, being captured in the porcelain or whatever, the dolls. So same thing with a painting or a picture, or what is this, a pan?
Yeah, it's just like one of those old trays that, you know, you see that people, you know, you would assemble, you know, a grouping on a table, on, or something.
I mean,
we assume it's a
she, but it could be like an old meth addict with, like, you know, no shirt on and one nipple bigger than the other.
Could be.
You know.
Could be.
You don't know.
Right. You know, I always find the story of Dorian Gray interesting, too. Anyway, it inspired a story that I wrote. But when the medium is here, have they ever, like, actually reached out and tried to make contact with her?
They have, and that's the funny thing, because it's never, once she's, you know, invited to have a conversation, she's too shy. She won't ever actually converse. She's just like, nope. This is too much. I've crossed the line. So,
have they ever said that they've seen her, or
it's more just like a, you know, like I said, you know, the curtain moved on the side, or, you know, oh, it looks like there's, you know, the tablecloth is moving, but there's no air moving in the room, so, you know, like she's hiding under the table.
So the vibration, I'm just trying to see if I've learned the terminology correctly. So her vibration may not be strong enough to actually show herself or to be vocal, but she can flutter and move.
Yeah, she can affect things in our plane, but not maybe necessarily able, you know, like you said, strong enough of an entity herself to do anything like further than what she's shown us. So
yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And even I've been taught some stuff by Katrina, which mm-hmm. we've had on twice. Mm-hmm. And there's a thing that yes, there's a train. there's a thing that happens called body hits that mediums talk about, and I've learned what these are, what she kind of trained me on. And I do get body hits in here, but it's very subtle.
Yeah.
Very, very subtle.
Well, tell me about the body hits. What does that mean?
Well, it's basically, everybody experiences a difference. Some people, they get, you know, goose flesh, or I feel almost a disorientation. If it hits me hard, I get real disoriented. If it's just something kind of strong passing by, I get the ringing in the ears. Everybody's different, though. Mm. Everybody has it differently.
You know, in the movies, they kind of portray it as suddenly you'll see the temperature will drop and it'll start getting cold. And I've been waiting for that to happen so I can, you know, cool
you
down.
You just want the cool pass. She wants a half-ass cooler. Right. Okay, you're listening, ghosties. Right. And you can make the temperature drop. Yeah, follow this one all
or
day.
Or blow on my neck or something. Yeah. Okay, so what about the bones? Do you ever... Are these real bones?
These are not real bones. Oh, okay. These are quite literally were intended to be Halloween decorations.
Oh, okay.
But we also kind of lean into that here, where yes, we have, you know, serious items for serious practitioners and mm-hmm. things that will, you know.
I saw you have the penis bones.
Yes, we do have the penis bones. We have actual bones from different animals, but we also have, you know, kind of lean into that Halloween, you know, mm-hmm. tongue-in-cheek fun things. So, yeah. You know, don't take everything so seriously that you can't have fun.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So. Which I think it's good for the younger people, right? They feel a little really more comfortable coming around when they see the plushy toys and the cutesy socks that are like, you know, a cute Baphomet and all pink.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. But there are some serious things here. So, because I remember when I was here before, mm-hmm. You and your husband were talking about people were buying candles, and they may just think it's a candle, but not realizing that it's actually going to help them.
Right. We do have intention candles that are we call it a fixed candle. You know, which what that means is it's had oils. That were made with intentions, you know, for whatever work you're trying to do. The same way with the herbs that go into it. So you put those things on the candle to try to elevate and, you know, push more energy into whatever work you're trying to achieve. So we do have things like that.
And it's a funny thing that you say these things, because it makes me think of, you know, like you've been practicing so many years. I've been around it so many years. And you forget there's some people that don't have a clue, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you kind of forget sometimes. Yeah.
So you just, you know, you don't realize, like, there are, and that's the other thing they have here. They have books on starting out and mm-hmm. getting interested in understanding what witchcraft is. And a lot of people, even me sometimes, I flip through my beginner stuff because I'm like, wait, what's that? And then I'll look just to make sure, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because for me personally, I don't know if this has happened for you, and you guys know how I am, I will almost have like a recall of another lifetime, and all of a sudden I'll know this spell, and I'll just do this thing, and then I'm like, where the fuck did I read that? And then I start to research it, and I find that it's there, so I actually do get validated that it's true, but I had never read whatever. I'm looking it up, and I'm like, okay, it came from somewhere in my other lifetime, I guess, because I've done that for people, and I'm like, where'd that come from? Like, I don't ever remember reading that, you know? Mm. I don't know if that's happened to you.
It has, where you try to figure out if it's something you picked up or something that someone told you about, and you're just kind of, or if it's just, you know, intuition's kicking in, and you're like, oh, well, maybe I should do this, this, and this, and it'll work, because, you know, just compiling all that knowledge together just to see, but...
And that, guys, is actually what witchcraft is. That's what's mm-hmm. so funny. Once you know the basics, like some people, there's a strong movement right now mm-hmm. that is consequence free. I don't care, fuck those motherfuckers, I'm gonna fuck their ass up. I'm gonna get what's mine, they can suck my dick. Mm-hmm. However, some of us old school people do believe in what you put out, you get back. Mm-hmm. So, you gotta know all the, you know, kind of the same in writing. You gotta know the rules of it in order to break them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So learn.
I will say that in the Black community, I noticed there's a whole lot more interest too. There's a whole lot more curiosity.
Agreed. And, since 2020. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's a whole lot more curiosity. In fact, I was at, this was a political event. It was a political event. So you would think we'd just be talking on serious stuff. And I walked up to two guys that I knew, and one of them asked me, he was like, I just walked up. He was like, what do you know about Wicca?
Just very casual.
Yeah, just what do you know about Wicca? And, you know, I tried to explain, you know, my understanding of it anyway. But I thought about that later on. Like, I know probably about 10 years ago, that would have never happened. That wouldn't have been a conversation we would have had, especially in such an open environment for that event. So, but, you know, I've seen that a whole lot more, too.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people, I don't know, I mean, you've been working in this business, right, doing this stuff. Mm-hmm. Do you think that it has to do with people reaching for that knowledge, or do you think they're just finally starting to see the message of, this isn't about the Bible, this isn't about God and Satan? What do you think it is?
It's kind of complex, you know, on a couple different fronts, just because there's a lot of crossover, which is a big thing that I've noticed. There's a quest for knowledge, which is, I think, pushing a lot of people, because I think we're all kind of starting to realize, hey, you know, the things we may or may not have been taught may or may not work for me or, you know, the people that I know. So just being knowledgeable, again, is, I think, a big driving factor. But then also realizing that a lot of the pathways that are out there intersect in a lot of different ways that aren't, you know, that aren't apparent, you know, like you may be raised in a certain pathway and a certain spiritual path, but you don't realize, you know, thinking, oh, well, these other ones, they're bad, or, you know, I was taught that this isn't acceptable, mm-hmm. or these things are happening. But I think because of our growing knowledge on a lot of fronts, I think it's also making it easier for people to understand that it's not, again, as scary as they think it might be, where it's just like, oh, well, you know, this path and this path, they seem like they're completely different, but at the same time, if you really research everything that goes into the practices and the rituals that go into these things, there's actually a lot of crossover, mm-hmm. and culturally as well. So, mm-hmm. which I think is actually, I find that supremely interesting. I'm constantly researching different paths for that reason, where I'm like, oh, well, you know, this path does this, and, you know, this belief system does this. But these are really the same thing. You're just, no one is really making those connections that those are actually the same. The same intent is always going into it, where it's like, okay, well, prayer is this, and mm-hmm. people think, okay, well, I'm praying, and you know, in witchcraft, it's a ritual, and you're setting your intentions, and those things aren't the same, but they really are. So, you know, because all of those feelings on both those different life paths are the same. You're affecting change based on what you would like to happen, and putting that positive energy out there. So,
right. What is it called? Daily aspirations. That's just pretty much
affirmations. Yeah.
Affirmations. Uh-huh. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Intentions out there.
That's
just
your intentions.
I know there's a lot of people that are also disenfranchised with churches right now, just right now, but it's growing communities of people that are like, you know what, I've had enough. And I see. For me, it's.
And I wonder if it's to do with what's happening, or if it's financial. Because a lot of churches make you tithe. You know what I mean?
It's probably all of the above, especially if you've been tithing and you don't like how it's been appropriated. So like, why am I going to give you my money when I can just, you know, do something else with it if I don't like what you're doing with it? Yeah. And so I would fall in that category. I was one of those people. I've tithed probably 40 years.
Wow.
And I mean,
she put a few people through college.
Right? No, I was serious about it. So I know I'm coming from that background, but I know more and more and more there are more people that are like, you know what, I want to go to something that feels more empowering than suppressive.
Personally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so places like this, you can actually go to, you know, for the community feel too, so more people can meet other people that have some of the same thoughts and ideas or philosophies, and or they're gravitating more towards learning, you know, alternative, I don't know if that's a good word, alternative type of things.
Yeah, it totally makes sense.
I try to make sure that I don't say anything that would it be offensive to people who practice it as a religion?
Right.
So I'm trying to keep my words carefully. Yeah. Say my words carefully.
I understand that.
Let's pause. Check the tape.
Okay.
Make sure it's good.
All right, real fast. I'm checking
just
to make sure.
Pause.
You know, you'll hear guitar for a little bit, and then it'll stop.
All right, we're back on the air. We just had a quick pause.
Yes.
So,
and we've changed the environment a
little bit. And we brought some more of the items that they have in the store.
Yes.
Now, wait a minute. Before we get to that, how did you come up with the name Wormwood and Vines?
Well, it was kind of a couple different things. We wanted something different that no one else is using, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you know, wormwood is an herb that's commonly used in witchcraft, so there's that.
Mm-hmm.
But then also it's kind of a play on, you know, because of our musical backgrounds, you know, and media backgrounds, we're like, you know, Hollywood and Vine and, you know, California, you know, music scene. It kind of ties that in there. If it's kind of one of those, if you know, you know, sort of thing. So
I want to know, what is your musical background? Yeah, what do you mean? What do you play instruments? You sing what?
No, not really, but more of like our promotion. When we were younger, we did a lot of band promotion. And so, and we've owned venues, so we've done
and
a
she
lot
sings
of,
sometimes with me karaoke while she's had about 5 minutes.
Yeah, as long as I had enough.
And that works out pretty good being right next to the
it does. And actually,
magic.
the other, my husband, our co-owner, is actually a host of Anarchyoki. So, and we do that right next door once a month. So, it's kind of a good little family over here. So,
nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so we brought some, I wanted to bring out some more of the stuff that you have here.
Mm-hmm.
And they can, what is your grand opening? Tell us about that, and then I'll tell them what they can
Awesome. So we're going to do our grand opening on December 17th, and we're going to do it in the form of bringing our Shadow Alley Market back. So we used to do that at our old location, but it was a very small, so we only had 5 or 6 vendors every time we did it. But over here, since we have great neighbors over here at Black Magic, we have a shared parking lot behind the building, so we're going to do it as a full-blown event, and also serving as our grand opening for this first one.
Nice. So, and it is family friendly.
It is family friendly. The inside of the bar, they are 21 and up, but everything that's part of the market, everything outside is family friendly, pet friendly. There's no admission to get into the market.
Did you say pet friendly?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I could bring my baby.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
right. Yeah.
So all 3 of my babies. So this is sage.
That is a sage bundle.
And is that a crystal?
Mm-hmm. It is. So actually this one's made by one of our resident readers. She reads tarot and she's also a medium. But she also grows her own herbs. So she's kind of delved into making these sage bundles with the herbs and the appropriate crystals that she has to, again, intensify your intentions based on what you're trying to achieve. So.
And crystals are known for absorbing energy.
Yes.
And so this one specifically should be for cleansing.
Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
So I've had people ask me about sage.
Yeah.
Yeah. So because I sage maybe once a week in my house.
Yeah. Yeah.
And but you can get sage here, right here. And then here's a candle, and I always have a candle going, except for yesterday. When I, as soon as I walked in the house, I smelled gas.
Oh, no candles then, no.
And I was like, it was so strong.
Wait, you live with males. Is it natural gas?
Natural gas from my stove. I think my son bumped the stove on his way out, and it turned a little bit, and it made the gas. So the gas was just sitting in the house the whole day.
Dang.
So was I opened up the window. I know, poor baby. And so, you know, I'm always telling him, you got to be careful about that. But we all had to leave really early that morning, and he ended up, and I think he had to leave around 7:30, but we were gone that much earlier than him. And I think he bumped the stove and the gas was in there. And I was like, I'm not lighting any candles today, but this, it smells good. I love burning candles.
If you're on YouTube, you're seeing, but if you're listening, it has beautiful little flowers in it and herbs.
Yeah. So there's candles over here too. And do you make the candles?
I do not make the candles. These are actually made here by a maker that goes by Moody Junes. And we carry her whole line of candles and wax melts, but mm-hmm. everything that she makes is hand poured. And mm-hmm. they all have, she does a lot of candles that are, I don't know if you can see the bottom here, this one's a self-love candle.
Oh,
so you just okay. happen to pick the self-love one.
Oh,
but yeah. Again, all her candles are poured with intention, so everything she uses is very well researched, and the oils and the herbs that she uses. She does a lot of deity ones as well, with corresponding herbs and the little goodies that she puts on top.
Do you know how many hours they burn?
I'm not sure off the top of my head.
Okay. Yeah, that smells great.
They are really great.
Okay, and you also have t-shirts. Now, this is a favorite.
This is that's probably our best seller of the store, okay. honestly.
It says protect trans kids. You see that? That's a powerful message.
It is. That's people literally, I've sold them online. We sell them in the store. I can hardly keep them in stock. Mm-hmm. It's actually a trans-owned company. So they make these shirts, and they actually do, they've been able to expand and be sold like all over the country, and it's really amazing. Mm-hmm. And you can always, they actually print their own little label on the inside, so that way you know it's an official one. So so there's no tag in there, but they actually print, have a little screen to print in their little.
Mm-hmm. That's cute.
But everyone's really, because we're very supportive of the trans community and the queer community as a whole. So again, everything that's kind of an alternative, we embrace here. So it's important us for everyone to know that. And while it may ruffle feathers here and there, maybe that's not for you, but it is definitely a thing that we feel strongly about, is supporting this community.
Same. So. That has been our message since day one.
Yeah.
We don't play.
Yeah.
in that regard. So much so that if it does bother somebody, oh well.
Exactly. I've had that conversation before too.
Yeah. I brought these two pair of, there is merchandise, clothing, but I thought that this was an interesting
She's holding
way
up socks
to show the contrast.
For those
oh yeah,
who aren't
I
looking.
Forget. Yes, also audio. So if you're listening to audio only, I have in one hand a unicorn pair of socks. It's all pretty and blue with the rainbow, and in the other hand, I have Baphomet,
which is cute too, with black and red. And...
yeah, so that kind of goes back to our conversation earlier about sometimes things are just kind of cute and fun, and other times it's serious.
Yeah,
you got funny and serious. I love that.
And then you may be in a day where you wear one sock back, and you put on the other.
Right?
You just decide which one you're going to hit somebody with.
Sometimes it's that kind of day too. Yeah, and I love that bag.
Look at this cute. Now I'm holding up this really cute cat head bag, guys. It's a black cat. It has a little upside down pentagram. And so this is, and then it has another one on the back side. This is a cute bag for you ladies who are gothy that listen. I would totally be sporting this around town myself.
And then they also have jewelry. And so this is a medallion. Do you call it a medallion?
Those are actually made by Ugly Shiloh, who lives in Austin, and she hand beads all of her necklaces that she makes. She's also a voodoo practitioner, and so she actually creates some amazing voodoo dolls, which we also carry here in the store.
Yes,
so.
Awesome. I love that you are collaborating with so many local creatives.
That's super important to us. We definitely carry so many. We carry way more local vendors or small makers, even if they're not local. Like even with the socks that you had, that's a one-person company. She's out of Colorado, but it's all small company. So we're all about supporting, other small businesses. So. Mm-hmm.
And you have a nice set of jewelry there. Is that made from local vendors?
He's not
or you made
local,
it?
But he is actually a vendor that we carry, that we sell regularly too, goes by Junkyard Bat. But he's also one maker, one person owned company. They just moved from Florida up to Illinois. So, but he also hand makes everything. He also, I wish I had one of the really neat ones. He casts pewter. So he has a lot of pieces that are made out of pewter, and they may resemble like a coffin shape with a gemstone in there. Or he does a couple that are like bones. They resemble the bones. Like there's a bat skull one that is pretty popular, and another one that's like a jawbone. I believe it's a raccoon jawbone. So, but yeah, those are pretty amazing too.
And this is just some of the stuff, y'all. You know, we didn't bring everything. Just a little bit, just to give you a taste. Come to the grand opening, the market on December 17th.
Yes.
Bring your family. It's from 4 to 10, right?
And there's going to be, four to 10. How many vendors?
I believe there's going to be at least 20 vendors.
Oh, 20?
Yep. We're going to have a full parking lot.
A full parking lot. Oh, and you still have the store to get through.
Yes, and the store will be wide open. Black Magic Social Club will also be open. We'll have DJs in there. We'll have a couple vendors inside in the club. But yeah, it'll be a good time.
Oh, I need to bring more books then.
Yeah, you're going to need to bring some extra books. We'll have tarot readers. Two of our resident readers will be with us on that day.
And they're here, how often?
Saturday and Sundays, we always
have. So Saturday and Sunday, yeah.
And do they charge, or is it by donation?
They do have rates that they both set their own rates. So one reader, she does like, she has kind of these little cute packages that she makes that it's like, this one's the dandelion, this one's the rosemary, and then they're based on however many cards the reading is. So
very cool. I love what y'all are doing here. Where do you see this in the next 5 or 10 years? What's your vision for it? Where do you want this to go?
Well, that's why I kind of wanted a much larger space, so hopefully I don't have to move again, but it will be full, and we have plans to expand into close-by spaces as well as soon as they're done renovating, to hopefully be able to branch off like the cutie goth stuff like this, and the clothing and things like that can maybe get their own separate space, and we can expand the witchcraft section and the practitioner pieces into this entire space, so...
And also, there's some plans to bring in lifestyle things, guys. Yes. So when I say that, I'm talking about like the S&M kink community. Yes. Also,
are we talking bloggers and stuff like that? Are y'all gonna have stuff like
that? We will carry things like that, because there are some amazing local vendors that are actually making those products here, and they're doing a lot of small markets here and there that are also curated based on the places that they're vending.
Maybe we can host a kink party.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Are you gonna have kink events too?
We will see what happens in the new year.
Now that she knows a few people,
right? Yeah. That's awesome. Is there anything in particular you want? Now, see, they're starting over at Black Magic. They're doing the sound check. We knew what's gonna happen, y'all. Just roll with it. Roll with it.
Just act like it's our soundtrack.
Yeah, it's the drum. We're about to do a ritual here. So
there we go.
Getting the drum going.
It was all planned.
But yeah. Just adding a little background. What was I about to say, Chantel?
Well, you know. She asked me like I know.
You remember, right?
I remember. I didn't even know what I was going to say.
I know, right?
We were talking about the market. Yeah. We were talking about...
Oh, I was going to say, is there anything that you want people to know that we have not addressed? Anything you want people to know about either you or your shop?
I think we did a lot of covering everything, and also pointing out about the market, that's fantastic, and then pointing out that we are an inclusive community all the way across the board is pretty much the most important thing for us, for everyone to know. So,
And the market is free, right?
The market is free, yes.
You purchase things from the vendors or from the shops or from the bar.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can walk around and just look if you want. Yes. Purchase with your eyeballs.
And there will be at least one food vendor as well, so you can kind of get all those needs met when you're here, so.
Awesome. So you can have like a fun family day.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you don't want to bring your family and you want to just hang out with your friends, you can do that too. There is liquor next door.
Yes. You ever feel like going over there and hopping on the mic and singing?
We do during karaoke every once in a while, but
I mean, with a band.
That's not really my thing. But
no. Okay.
No. I can play drums, but it's more of a like hobbyist level. Never with a band. That's not. Okay. I'll book the bands, and I know the bands, and I can enjoy a good show, but playing in a band, not really.
Who's your favorite band?
Oh, that's way...
Who are your favorite three?
Oh, my gosh.
Three of your favorites.
You gotta narrow me down to a genre here.
Okay. Three of your favorites. It could be from any genre.
I'm very much into the goth community, obviously. I love goth music and post-punk and new wave. But I'm kind of a big nerd when it comes to music, so I'm kind of all over the place where I like a, I have a history with a lot of punk bands and metal bands, and I grew up in the 80s, so 80s glam metal and late 70s glam, that's also my jam, so it's really hard for me to pick bands per se, but genres is, I grew up in the times of, you know, Kiss and Alice Cooper, where, you know, my mom was like, those were her favorite bands, so I grew up with that big influence of, like, all kinds of music, so. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I pulled this book out, I forgot to talk about it, but The Magic of Aleister Crowley is here. There's a ton of books over there, y'all, if you have any interest in actually, you know, learning about magic and... what else is over there? It's not just magic.
Gosh, there's all kinds. We have occult books. I literally have, you know, we have some rare books over there that are more like into the high magics and, you know, the more obscure things. We have things that are like secret societies, Masonic realm. We try to have a little bit of everything over there. More of the stuff that you're not going to find, like, at your standard, you know, metaphysical shop, where it's like, oh, you can go in, there's 10 copies of this or 5 copies of this, while we're trying to, you know, get those little books that you may not find everywhere else. So,
do you have horror movies? I thought I saw something up there Dracula. And
yeah, we do. We have a whole little Dracula section, actually. Some pieces that were imported from Romania that are actually like carved wood pieces that came from the gift shop in Transylvania. So
nice.
Those are fun. But yeah, we're also delving into, in this larger space over here, we're able to have more clothing, more lifestyle things, but also like horror movies and DVDs and music as well. So we're adding, every day we add more stock in. There's vinyl collection coming, CDs, all that stuff. We're trying to kind of hit all of those communities that are very similar and similar interests, but also, you know, a different products for everybody. So
you guys got to get out.
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely got to check it out. So what's the address and where can they find you on social media?
Social media, we're both Facebook, Instagram, Wormwood and Vine. You can find us there. And anything we update, I try to update regularly. We try to post every day, most every day. And our address is 7038 Harrisburg Boulevard, Houston, Texas proper, 77011. So
thank you so much for letting us come in here and do this tonight.
My pleasure.
On location.
Yeah.
Out in the fields. This is a wonderful environment and I can't wait to see where it's going.
Oh, thank you so much. It was a pleasure having you both.
Thank you.
We've been trying to talk people into doing this, so you've been the first like real good. We twisted your arm.
So it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right. Yeah. Thank you.
All right, guys. Bye.
Hope you enjoyed this episode.
Happy, I don't know. We'll be back before the holidays. So.
I don't know.
We'll see.
Happy holidays. Easter
night.
Yeah.
How do you, because I use
solid
tape to just like something. Because this is all him. And this is the ear. That was at the first. So it's just dive in a field. Yeah. And so I clean the bleach a bunch of myself. And then fungus, because I'm a big fungus grower.
I have some shellfish in the house. I have deer. I have a couple deer. I have a few feet. There's mine. Yes.
Okay.
And I've debated. I don't think I'm going to finish cleaning them.
No.
Because they were, I got them in Ralph Sheedy Yellowstone. And it was a deer that had been gotten out of the wolves or cavity. And so most of it was there, except for the legs. They because my voice and the voice are pretty awful. And so that number is a natural state to come in. So there's, it's completely dry.
Yeah,
this was totally decomposed. There was nothing left. There's a little bit of like fur that was, you know, still in the ground and stuff. But I mean, it's good. I had to come on board from there.